Gilly came to us fully grown and well trained. His mistress was my aunt, who was in the WAFs, and I think she must have been posted somewhere where she couldn't keep her dog. And so he came to us and stayed with us for the rest of his life. He was a splendid creature. Would only take on a dog two or three times his height. He was a serious fighter, and earlier in his life had lost a largish chunk from one of his ears. He was a classic Scottish.